I'm Mina Starziak-Hawk, and this is Mina AF, where I answer all of your questions and you can ask me anything.
Can we talk about money?
Can you still breastfeed with implants?
You're both boss moms.
And I'd love to know the story of how you met.
Literally anything any of you want to hear. Listen as we build a community and get to know each other better.
Let's talk about microdosing. You know that feeling when your body and mind are really at peace, like after a workout or a nice long shower, where you've relaxed, you're focused, and a little energized? It feels just right, like you're in the zone. Well, microdose can help you not only get into that zone easier, but stay there longer. Microdose gummies deliver perfect entry-level doses of THC that help you feel just the right amount of good. I absolutely love how helpful these gummies are. For me, half a microdose gummy during the day helps me really stay centered and really fresh as I get everything done on my list. And they really help me relax in the evenings as well and just be present and in the moment instead of worrying about things from the day or what I have to do tomorrow. Get 30% off your first order plus free shipping today at microdose.com, promo code MINAAF. It's available nationwide. That's microdose.com, promo code MINAAF for 30% off and free shipping. Microdose.com, promo code MINAAF. Hey, you guys, happy Tuesday. I hope everyone had a lovely Monday. Welcome back to Mina AF. We got Steve back on the mic today. I was actually running around this morning. I was meeting a contractor at the lake house, and Steve texted and said, I've got a good idea for a podcast.
I've always got good ideas.
He's always got good ideas.
I did want to start with some housekeeping.
Oh, housekeeping. Okay.
Which I don't understand that term. I hated it when I was
just tidying up loose ends.
Yeah, I know. But when I was, in the corporate world, and we used to have that once a year sales seminar in some nice city, like the assistant would get up and be like, just some housekeeping items. And then I'm thinking, literally, I'm like, please push in your chairs.
Okay. Now you're doing it. What are your housekeeping items?
I'm just sorry that I'm back. Sorry that you don't have Brad Pitt yet, but.
Oh, that's the housekeeping item?
And I'm really proud of you as a parent.
Oh, well, thank you. That's nice to say.
So
I'm not sure if this is what spurred it or not, but this morning, Steve's folding laundry. We're doing our usual morning routine, and Charlie screams down something. Dad, I want brown milk, for example. She says that, and Steve yells back up, I told you not to yell. And I said, well, baby, you just yelled at her and told her not to yell, to which Steve said, but there's a difference. No. You said.
I said I was using high volume.
Yes.
Yeah. And she was yelling a command.
And I said,
she said, Dad, give me brown milk.
Oh, you said I was using high volume to so I could make sure she heard me.
Yeah.
And I said, well, she's three. So she's probably using high volume to make sure you heard her.
Mm-hmm.
To which Steve explained the difference is high volume can be yelling unless you add a please or a thank you to it.
Which she did not.
And she's three. So I don't know if that's what spurred the parenting thought in your mind.
No. I will be straight up honest with you. I listened to a great podcast today. And that clip that you sent me, I saw while I was doing my ab workout.
Really?
Yeah.
So, I want to play this clip for you guys because Steve saw it this morning.
Yeah, and that's kind of what made me.
And
like,
I sent it to him
podcast
about an hour ago. And we talk about Brene Brown
the
time.
Well, that's not Brene Brown, but. Is it Brene Brown?
Yeah, that's
Is it?
Brene
okay,
Brown.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Well,
it's
I didn't.
Brene Brown and.
I didn't watch
what's
it.
What's his name?
That I've talked to?
No, in the clip. You'll know his name.
Okay.
Hold on. This clip of Brene Brown talking about managing challenging behavior and holding boundaries for their kids. Enjoy.
We would put peas on Charlie's tray to eat for supper, and he would pick them up and he'd throw them on the floor. And we'd say, Charlie, you have two choices. You can leave your peas on your tray, or you can be done eating. What do you choose? He'd look me right in the eye, take those peas, drop them right on the floor, and say, okay, Charlie, you chose to be done with supper. A hungy. Yeah, I know. It's too bad. I really wanted you to eat more, but you chose to be done. That's it. He's done.
How many times do you need to do that before they recognize?
It's a harder question that you need to ask. How many times do you backslide before they don't believe you?
Fuck. Every time.
Right.
I'm always backsliding.
You have to backslide once before they know you're full of shit. And here's the thing about boundaries. Children learn boundaries from observing how you hold them. So the way I would do it is when Ellen would push and say, "No, I really want it. I really want it." Fast forward to her in the back of a car. She's 16. She's on a date. He's saying, "I really want it. I really want it." I brought the chocolate. I modeled and taught her to give in when it gets too hard to say no.
So that's what I sent Steve, because our, you know, this whole episode is going to be about like parenting, different parenting things. Don't know if I said that. We have a lot of similar parenting styles, but a lot of different ones as well. Mm-hmm. And I tend to be a little bit more, not even strict, but when I say no, I tend to hold the boundary. Whereas we've gotten in a lot of, we get in a lot of conversations about like, why does it even matter? Like,
We used to more.
Do it. Yeah. Yeah. So I didn't realize, back to you listened to a podcast this morning and you heard that.
No. Let me back up. So I was listening to a podcast. Parenting was brought up.
Yes.
And then that podcast ended and I turned on Instagram and I just kind of put it, I put my phone like kind of next to me and I'm doing some core stuff. And so I just let the reels play. Mm-hmm. And it's usually, you know, my Instagram algorithm is
Steve's algorithm
super sappy.
He'll just be scrolling like, and I'm like, why are you crying?
Yeah, it's just like a lot of
you need
grief.
To adjust your algorithm.
Parenting and like grief stuff. But anyway, so that came through and I was like, oh, that's a good podcast idea. So then I was like, just building on top of that, I sent you other, you know, like other side, like the, oh, so like today will be the overarching topic will be parenting with sidebars of like education, sports, meritocracy.
To be honest, I don't know what that means.
Giving like awards.
Oh, like a merit system.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nature versus nurture, screen time.
I think an interesting place to start is kind of unpacking that clip then, because we both saw it.
Well, too late.
Why?
Well.
What?
Well, if you listen, if you take it.
You can't chew gum while we do a podcast.
You can't hear it.
Yeah, I wouldn't have said something if I can't hear it.
You don't have like headphones on?
No, but I have ears, okay. And you're close to me.
If you take what Brene Brown said there literally, she said, if you give in once, the boundary's broken.
She said, if you give in once, if you backslide once, it's very, 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 very hard to come back from. What she was pointing out is
that we've backslid more than once.
100%. And the kids don't believe anything you say. They're like, no means yes.
I said we, though.
Yes.
Okay. We this is not a Steve, like, bashing situation.
It's that we have different parenting styles. And sometimes when I want to hold a boundary and you don't think there's a point to it, I think that's
what I held a boundary last night and I came out and you were like, no, that's fine now.
No
eating in the bed. No. With Jack, you set that boundary a couple weeks ago. You set a new boundary.
Jack couldn't eat steak in bed.
Okay. So Jack can't eat in bed any longer.
Steak.
Just steak.
He can't eat steak in bed because he refuses to eat it with a fork. He eats it with his fingers and then he wipes it on whatever is close.
He's a primal child.
Well, I don't care. Like, but you can't eat steak in bed because then you'll wipe it on the bed. If he's eating like
peanut butter was last night.
We have these little like travel peanut butter cups.
Well,
he eats them with a spoon. If he ate it with his fingers, I would say, no, you can't eat that in bed.
Well, I said, no, buddy. Remember the new rule? There's no eating in bed. And he was like, nah, mom said that I can eat in bed. I was like, okay, well, let me go check with mom. And I said, hey, did the rule change about eating in bed? And you were like, I mean, what is it? And I said, peanut butter. And you said, yeah, he can eat peanut butter in bed. And I was like, oh, well, I didn't realize the boundary had changed. My bad. Which I don't care.
No,
I wasn't
the boundary
upset.
Was
I was
food
like, that's fine.
Specific. The boundary didn't change. It was just food specific.
Well,
and we have different rules at the lake house than we have here. It's the fingers.
I'm continuing a point, let me continue my point.
What do you mean?
You do this thing where you're just gonna interrupt and finish your sentence.
Uh-huh.
Don't do that.
Well, your point is not a point.
Some would say peanut butter could be way messier than a steak.
I guess I'm trying to clarify with that it's not the food. It's the method of getting the food. If he was eating the peanut butter with his fingers, he would not be allowed to eat it in bed.
I'm going to encourage him to start using his fingers.
But he can't eat peanut butter in bed.
And problem solved.
But I think the idea is, because, you know, the guy in the clip asks the question,
And he asks it, I think the reason she says it's backslide versus how many times do you have to proactively set a boundary and stick to it? I think her point is, mm-hmm. it's not how many times you do it. Mm-hmm. It's how many times you don't. Mm-hmm. Because it's like, it's like, you know, the marbles in a jar. Like one bad thing is 500 marbles mm-hmm. and a good thing is one marble. Mm-hmm. So you can do it and do it and do it and do it. You can do it 20 times. You do it once, the kids learn it takes 20 times right. and then you'll give in.
Yeah, I know. I really, for better or for worse, I'd like to think for better. I am like a clone of my father with my parenting.
Yeah.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
My dad always was just like, and this is kind of how I am, right? Like, whatever it takes to make all four of us happy, I'm going to do.
But is that even possible? Because if the kids
I'm going to find that route. And I might fail. But like, are you happy? Cool. Okay, Jack, are you happy? You're good? Cool. Charlie, you're never happy, so got it.
She's not right now.
And then
you guys.
If three of the four or you know, two of you are happy, but, then I'm happy. But so my dad was always like the path of least resistance. And I'm not saying he was right.
Yeah.
And I'm not gonna say that he was wrong, but I tend to be like, I tend to kind of look at you like, are we gonna die on this hill?
100%. And I think that's a valid conversation for in relationships and parenting and all kinds of things.
But you like, die on so many hills.
Well, the problem is, and I was thinking about it on the way home, like when I say no or when I hold a boundary, like what's the importance? And I think what I could do is be a little bit more thoughtful before I make an answer, because sometimes I'll say no. And then because I said no, even if I've thought it through a little more, I can't change my mind.
Yeah, you guys, yeah.
You got to stick by the no, or they know I just have to talk for 5 minutes or I just have to cry for 2 minutes or I just have to scream and mom will change her mind.
I know exactly what you're talking about. I've been there with you.
Yeah.
I've been there with you. When I can see it in your head, you're like,
it doesn't actually matter. I don't really care.
But I've already said
I've committed.
X. And you're really, really good at that. And I admire you for that, where I'm kind of like, no. And then
you're unhappy. Yes.
Like moments drag by and it's like, okay, this is not the hill I'm dying on today. So what I try to do, to be honest with you, I try to like find a compromise as opposed to, yes, here is some Smarties.
Yes.
I don't know why Jack likes Smarties. I don't know why anybody likes Smarties.
Once you get through this thought, we got to go back to the Smarties conversation. Cause I think that was really funny the other day.
Okay.
The Smarties.
So typically I'm like, okay, you can have Smarties, but you need to have something healthy first.
Our kids don't eat much, guys.
Yeah.
Like, literally, they don't eat much food.
And most of the time, Jack's like, okay, fine. Can you grab me a bowl of yogurt? I'll say a bowl of yogurt.
Yeah.
Comes in a tube.
Yeah.
And that's what we'll do, right? So, Dad, can I have some Smarties? Yeah, buddy. Can you have, like, a bowl of yogurt first? Sure. Yeah, that's fine. Because I mean, he likes yogurt.
Mm-hmm.
And then he gets a Smarties. So that, like, that's kind of where I come from or try to. So I'm like, okay, you're happy? Cool. And
yes.
I didn't have to die.
I would like I think nothing's wrong with any of that except I need to be happy even if they aren't.
Oh, you need to be happy number one.
Because that obviously is, you know, our relationship and
yeah,
the kids... So my thought, this is the conversation that we've had a lot, is obviously Steve and I had very different parenting childhoods. We had very different childhoods. We had very different parenting styles growing up, or lack thereof, whatever you want to call it. And I don't care if everyone's happy. Yeah. Like, you're not going to be happy. And I feel like I'd rather my kids learn that lesson now. Like, sometimes you're not going to get the answer you want. You're not going to get the thing you want. You're not going to have the situation you want. I'd rather them learn it from me now than go away to college thinking they're a special snowflake and everything goes their way and their world just imploding.
Yeah, no, just so you know, and I think you know, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
You still just want them to be happy.
Yeah. No, I agree. I have read that book and I am like, yes. But come the moment.
Yeah. So what's the disconnect there?
I don't know. It just like I said, it just comes that moment where you have to like make a decision. Like, is this worth?
I think I know what the disconnect is.
Okay. Well, don't you want to get back to the Smarties conversation?
I do want to get back to the Smarties conversation. But I think what a lot of your actions and decisions come down to is the experiences you've had the last 10 years of your life. And this could be the last time I tell you no. I could die, you could die, everyone could die, the world could end.
Yeah.
So why would I make you sad today when I could make you happy if today's your last day?
Yeah.
You put a lot on every decision about whether they can have Smarties or not because death is part of the Smarties equation, right?
Yeah.
Which I don't know. I mean, I think time helps with that, but I don't know.
Yeah, no, you're right. And something that me and my grief therapist she introduced to me last session, and I actually was going to propose it to you to do. You can do it by yourself, or you can have me join you. But it's called radical acceptance. Mm-hmm. It's a type of like we're using it for grief, right? So it's your fucking dad died. So what are we going to do next?
Yeah,
right. Instead of like, my dad died, my mom died, my sister died. I'm going to just lay in bed and just become a fat piece of shit and eat pizza all day. And that's my new life. Or you can take this radical acceptance way of thinking and just, it's fucking called radical acceptance.
Yeah, can be a little radical.
A little radical. So I think we could probably do a separate episode on that.
Give me the nutshell version of
it. I just feel like I kind of did. Yeah, so it's just kind of like, how do we quickly avoid those thoughts, right? So like, it's not just.
He's laughing.
Yeah.
And crying. He's laughing because he can't get through an episode without crying.
Yeah. It's not just a bedtime ritual for me.
Yeah.
So how do we make it just a bedtime ritual?
Yeah, putting Jack to bed. Like if Steve's putting Charlie to bed and it happens to take a really long time and I put Jack to bed and Jack falls asleep before Steve
gets
down.
Mina put Charlie to bed for fucking 2.5 years, maybe 3 years.
Yeah.
Because she's 3.5 now.
Yeah.
And these last 6 months.
All she wants is dad.
That's it.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, the first 3 months was great. But now I'm like, her world will shatter if I don't put her to bed.
Oh my God. If she hears my voice, she loses. I want dad.
Yeah. And last week I went and listened to a lecture and I did not do bedtime. And I texted you around bedtime and I was like, how's it going? And
you're
like,
it's awful.
So anyway.
I've put Jack down while Steve's been with Charlie. And Jack's fallen asleep. So there's not even Steve can come in and Jack can give him a hug and kiss, whatever. And I can tell when that happens that it's way deeper than, okay, I'll go give him a kiss on the head and move on. Like it just is.
Yeah.
But I also am torn. Like, well, I don't want Jack to stay up till 9 just because Charlie's being a psychopath and Steve's still up there with her.
No, it's something I got to get through for sure. And that's kind of like what the radical acceptance is. It's just like, okay, you just got to move on.
Yeah.
Like,
don't sit in it.
Yeah. Don't sit in it.
Is that working, like that thought process?
So
I feel like it'd be easier said than
done. So my lovely grief therapist, a lot of times we'll kind of like talk through some stuff. And you know how therapy goes, man. Like that, I think it's technically supposed to be 50 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Next thing you know, you blink and 45 minutes are gone.
Yeah.
And it's just wild. And she was like, oh, shit, I really want to. Okay, so you got a little bit of a homework assignment. She always gives me a homework assignment.
Did she actually say shit?
Probably.
Okay. In my head, like, that wouldn't come out of her mouth, but.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, no. Therapist curse.
Yeah.
It's great. It's crazy. I want you to kind of, like, read up on radical acceptance. So I did. And we're going to kind of implement it next session. So, yeah, it's not just about, for me, it's not just. I think a lot of parents probably, well, I think a lot of parents struggle with bedtime routines. It's just like, it's super hard or X, Y, and Z. We've been fortunate enough that Charlie, the last, 2-3 weeks has been like, I'm ready for bed.
Yeah.
And she's ready for bed. And I read her a book. There's a queen size bed next to where she sleeps. So I'll just kind of like lay there for a few minutes. And once I hear her kind of doing her toddler snore, I will leave.
I think our bedtime routine, though, like thinking about it, and it has probably much more to do with our relationship than my parenting style, at least, is when Jack was out of the crib and we set up like his first bunk beds for him in his first, you know, big boy room, which is right next to our room, and try to get him to sleep in there. He would, you know, come out and cry. He'd come out and cry. And if it was up to me,
yeah, I know.
And you didn't have all the baggage of all the death, I think it is 100% worth the effort for a week to get up, put my hand on his back, walk him back to bed 30 times a night. So he knows that, well, this, no one's mad, no one's in trouble. This is just what's happening. This is your bed. You're sleeping here. That did not happen because then that brings up a whole nother, much deeper conversation with us. So Jack sleeps on a nugget in our room until he decides he's going to not do that anymore. That might be tomorrow. That might be when he's 12. I don't know.
Yeah, but.
Don't love it.
What's happened the last 2 nights in a row?
He slept in his bunk bed for 2 minutes and then came into our room.
2 minutes.
2 hours.
Oh.
Yeah. But in my head, I want to be the one to be able to teach him that like boundary and that lesson. And I think Charlie has a lot more boundaries than Jack. And I just don't know. I like, obviously the parent thought process is everything I'm doing now. Like what human adult is this going to create and how is this going to like form and shape?
Yeah. That's our job, right?
Yeah.
Just to create like first 4 years are the most important, and it's to create kids that can socialize with other kids well, in my opinion.
Well, that's one of the things. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I want kind, I productive humans.
Well, that's essentially what I said. that's your job. And I think the first like 3-4 years are the most important as far as like brain absorption, information for kids.
Yeah, it's just development. It's a very crucial time where for attachment and bonding and those kind of things.
Mm-hmm. But Smarty story?
So, well,
I don't know what you're talking about.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
So the Smarties story, Steve came out of the bedroom. Jack sleeps in our room. He hangs out in our room. It's where he watches the iPad if he wants to. And Steve comes out with a shit-eating grin on his face and is like, go in there in a minute and ask Jack, say, what you got there, buddy? And I was like, why? What's going on? And Steve says, Jack asked for some Smarties. And I said, I'll get you some, but don't tell your mom. And I was like, I don't want him to learn that. I want him to tell me everything. I don't want to reinforce that. And he was like, well, he's probably going to tell you, which is just what.
It's funny because he always does.
Oh my God. He tattles on
like,
Steve.
Unprovoked. All the He'll be time. Like, hey, dad gave me a cookie. I'm like, shut the hell up, boy.
So I go in there a couple minutes
dad
later.
Dad gave me a cookie.
And I was like, what you got there, buddy? And he said, Smarties, dad gave them to me.
Right.
As Steve walked in. And he said,
did he say, like, don't
he
tell
said,
dad.
He said, dad told me not to tell you. And I said, yeah. Daddy was kidding.
Yeah,
you tell me everything.
And I immediately ran in. I was like, I'm just kidding, buddy. Tell mom everything. I was like, no secrets.
But it's just kind of like inborn in him that could not tell a lie. He cannot keep a secret.
In fact.
Which I love.
No. I think he enjoys not.
No, he loves tattling.
I think that if you're like, okay, Jack, I got something really important that I need to tell you.
Yeah.
But you can't tell mom. The minute you get home,
he'll be like, hey, mom, guess what?
I guarantee you.
Yeah. Which is good. I hope he always does that.
Yeah.
It's funny. Always want to make them feel like they
we're a safe
trust
place.
Us and we're a safe place.
You want to talk about education?
No. I mean, we can. Right. That sounds kind of boring.
Okay. Punishment styles?
I don't like
the term but punishment. I sat there literally for 3 minutes.
I don't think we'd use punishment. I think use like positive reinforcement.
Okay,
and
so that's why I struggled with the term
shitty behavior.
Punishment. Yeah, because we've chosen, like, I wouldn't say that we've ever punished our children.
No, when they were, we haven't done it in probably a year, but when they would just be wiling out, I would put them like on the stairs, and I don't know, the term is like time in, like you just need to sit here and you need to relax.
Yeah.
We're all around you.
You can see us.
You're not being isolated, but you need to sit.
Yeah.
That's probably the closest thing we've done to punishment.
Jack's done that like twice. I don't think we've had to do it. I don't think we have done it with Charlie. We've certainly needed to, but we haven't.
Yeah. I think I think works better is positive reinforcement. So Charlie has been waking up very volatile, particularly if she sees me. But sometimes even if Steve has to wake her up, she's just not a morning person.
But I know how to do it now.
Well, and he explained to her one night, he was like, we're going to be done yelling. We are done with this. You are not doing this. Do not wake up tomorrow and yell. Chill out. And the next morning, she actually woke up quite lovely.
Yeah.
And we had a bouquet of flowers downstairs. So I cut one off and I brought it up and I was like, I got you something because you were really sweet this morning.
I didn't know that.
I told you.
I mean, I knew that you had got her flower. I didn't know that it was for waking up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I thought, like, I didn't want to, which can, like, lead us to the next thing. I didn't want to be like, you got a toy. What do you want me to buy you? Because
right,
that just feels yucky. Yeah. But, like, here's a flower. And she said, that's really pretty. Can you put it in water in my room?
By the way, she's really sad that it's, quote, air quotes here, it's ruined now.
The flower's ruined. It's
just
dying.
Because it's a week old.
Okay.
I was like, well, I'll have mom do whatever she did.
Yeah. Well, and that's, I would just be like, baby, the flowers died. I don't live that long.
Yeah, no,
Whereas
she wasn't.
Steve would replace the flower for the rest of her life.
Oh, yeah,
so
yeah. No, I was literally like, I'll have to go to the market and get her another flower.
But that's something that you and I have talked about as well, which I think is interesting.
You got an eyelash.
I got an eyelash.
I gotta get it. Make a wish.
Take her dick. Jesus Christ. Amazon is a problem. It is a problem for Steve, it is a problem for the children. They think they can say a word and something will magically appear on our porch the next day. And you know why they think that?
Because it's true.
Because it's true.
Oh, okay. I was like, well, you can literally say, hey, Alexa.
They don't know how to use Amazon or Alexa, but they know how to use dad.
Charlie is not nearly as bad as Jack.
Jack would be like, I want a blue, what's that thing he has?
Axolotl.
Shows up the next day.
Well, we had boys weekend a couple weekends ago.
Uh-huh.
He helped me clean up. He wanted something. I don't know what, I forget what it was. It was probably a dinosaur, Minecraft, or Pokemon.
Uh-huh.
Those are the three things he's into.
Yeah.
And we saw something and he was like, Dad, hey, can you get me one of those three things? And I said, we will, because I was raised, we didn't get allowances.
Mm-hmm.
I got walking around money if I went to the mall. Right. And it was usually like a $50 bill. And I'm like, God damn, I'm rich. But that was my dad saying, here's $50 for all the shit you've done in the last 2 months.
Three months,
whatever it was.
Frank's walking up the stairs.
It sounds like a tap dancer. So Jack helped me clean up Frank's poop. and we ordered it together. And same thing with this most recent axolotl that came a couple days ago. Unfortunately, when I ordered
it, he hasn't done well.
It's been rainy here. I don't particularly love picking up the dog poop when it's wet.
Point being, you're saying that there's a behavior, like there's a chore that's done for him to get it.
Yep.
Sometimes.
Yep.
Sometimes stuff just magically appears.
If he's been a sweet boy.
He's always a sweet boy.
Well, then shit's gonna appear.
Honestly, I think most of our you just have a very soft spot for Jack. Anything Jack wants.
That's my homie.
But does it worry you at all that it's gonna make him like a weird butthead of an adult?
No. I think that his personality is his personality is already his personality. All of our personalities are 90% done creating your personality by the time you're four.
I mean, I don't believe you.
Fact check me, Monica. Accurate.
I've changed more than 50% in the last 2 years.
So a behavioral difference to like a temperature of your life is different than your natural personality is what I'm saying.
Okay.
So like who you are core.
So Charlie's just Charlie.
She's crazy.
That's why.
Keep trying to drop her off at Walmart, but they keep bringing her back. Jack is a sweet boy. And he was also, Jack was born August of 2018.
Mm-hmm.
So March of 2020, the world shut down. And he was a year and a half.
Yeah.
Going to be 2 years old.
He just like started walking.
Super cool, super fun, walking. We were lucky enough to have Liz come over like once a week and help him with.
Oh, he had a speech therapist.
Yeah, speech therapist. But I was done working at like noon and we were just hanging out. It was awesome.
Uh-huh.
And we've got so many pictures and videos. I always felt very lucky that our COVID experience was that. But I always had in the back of my mind that like single mother of three in the Bronx in a studio apartment.
That's just like,
this is the worst experience that you could possibly drop me off in.
Yeah.
And so I was always very aware of how lucky we were.
Parent and maybe as the mom, I feel more pressure and I'm more concerned about Charlie. Not because she's crazy now, but just because like even in that clip, like thinking about that, I didn't have like a ton of guidance or great guidance. And I very specifically remember being in that situation, being 16.
Yeah.
A senior picked me up to go on a quote unquote date and went and parked at a golf course and was like, so what were we going to do? And I'm like, and you're going to take me home.
Oh, man.
And that's what I did.
Yeah.
And I said, just take me home.
Good.
And I think so many girls don't. They're just like, okay.
No, of course.
Or say nothing.
Ugh,
and yeah, I just want to make sure that we're raising.
Whoop some ass, man. You kidding me?
Yeah. I just want to make sure that.
She'd be like, hi-ya, put your back.
That's what we're like. We're setting boundaries so they know that it's safe and okay to do that.
I wholeheartedly agree. But look at the way that she responds. She's so sassy and feisty.
She is.
If that happened to her, she got taken to a golf course. How old were you? Freshman?
16.
Sophomore? Mid-sophomore? Yeah, she would whoop some ass. Just like her mom wanted to.
Yeah. Well, I would hope so. But, I mean, that's just all. Every time that there is a disagreement between you and I about parenting, whether it's a little one or a big one, obviously, there's so many more things to it. It's not just that one decision about can you order this thing on Amazon or can you stay up later or can you eat in bed?
Mm-hmm.
It's, okay, what is me making this decision going to do to contribute to you being a cool adult human or a douchebag?
Do you think that you put too much pressure on that answer for like everything?
Probably.
I see it in you. You're like, it's like, hey, Dad, can I have X, Y, and Z? And I'm like, yep. And I can just like feel you being like, oh my God, they're going to turn out to be a bad 30-year-old. And it's like, well, baby, it's just not that deep. Like, let's hope they get to 30. That's how so that's how I'm thinking. I'm like, I hope he gets to 30.
I think a good balance is somewhere in between the two of us, because you're like, yes, anything to make you happy. I'm hoping you can get to 30. Whereas I'm like thinking about this 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years, what kind of human you're going to be. So I know, probably
I'm kind of like, while you're here,
somewhere in between is the happy medium.
And I went, oh, what were we? Oh, man, we were cooped up in a hotel this past weekend because it was raining and we were in the capital city, Harrisburg, PA. And we were watching some channels and the St. Jude commercials that run are 5 minutes long.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, my kids can have anything they want. They might not be eight one day. I mean, look at, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, look at these kids, you know, they got cancer and it breaks my, I mean, I always get a little teary eyed thinking about it because I think about my children and I'm sure, you know, your listeners do the same thing. You know, you watch those commercials and it's just like, we're so lucky.
Yeah.
Let's not worry about them being 30. Let's worry about them being five and a half.
I mean, I think like a good way to kind of wrap this out, because we can talk about those other topics in more episodes, though, is like some useful information. Like, okay, we obviously have very different perspectives. Most people don't marry the person that's identical to them. Most of you guys are in a situation where you're in a relationship with someone who probably has very different parenting styles than you, grew up differently, whatever it is. And the yelling thing is a whole different trigger for me because my dad was such a yeller. So when the kids yell, I'm like, they're three. They'll grow out of yelling. And then you yell back. Well, not angry yell. Yeah. Just loud. You just loud.
Yeah, I just say like, don't yell at your mom.
Yeah. Or they're upstairs, so you're yelling back up to them so they can hear you.
Mm-hmm.
And I just would like everyone's voice to maintain at this level or lower. And that's just not life. But again, very much like your dad, even if your mom said, go outside, shovel snow in negative 10 degree for 20 minutes, you'd be like, that's a terrible idea. But your mom said, do it, so do it. Yeah,
she got wild. I mean,
luckily, I think I'm fairly reasonable.
Yeah. No, I would literally be in a, I guess you could call it an argument with my mom, like in high school, you know, which didn't happen often. I got along really well with my parents in high school. Me and my brother were really, really good kids. I mean, never got in trouble. My sister kind of had a different high school experience. God bless her soul. She did the best she could with the hand she was dealt. But when I would get into like a disagreement with my mom, I would a few times, I mean, I learned not to, but a few times I would like look at my dad and be like,
help.
What are you just standing there for? She's clearly being unreasonable to me. Help me, dad. And he'd be like, that's my wife, bro.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
And I think,
don't talk to her like that. And I don't give a shit if she's asking you to shovel snow butt naked. Better go do it.
I think what has been the most helpful thing for us to learn and adjust is not correcting each other in front of the kids, which if I could give like one piece of advice, I think that's huge because it does a couple things. It doesn't show you arguing in front of your kids. It doesn't show like dissent among the ranks in front of the children, like they know you're weak. And if you don't talk about it right then because the kids are there, it gives you half a second to think about it. And Steve and I communicate 5 million times better if we even take 5 minutes to think about, okay, what was I upset about? Do I really want to double down on this? Is this the hill I'm going to die on? What is their perspective? That whole thing, I think, helps so much. And we've gotten a lot better about not correcting each other in front of the kids and just pausing.
I can't even think of the last time that happened.
I can't either. So
that's this.
What?
Lots of this.
Oh, he's biting his tongue. Lots of biting. But I mean, what we've talked about is usually, you know, not you particularly, but like if you as a parent like did something wrong, like were overly aggressive or yelled or being unreasonable, like you probably know you did. So your partner pointing out like, hey, I also noticed that you did something terrible not super helpful. So like one of our things that we've really been working on, like, Steve and I cuss a lot and it's just like another word in our language. But the children are starting to do it now.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, probably Steve curses more around them than I do.
Yeah.
And, so he's been working really
hard. It's part of my stand-up.
It's part of your stand-up routine. Yeah. So there was a time where I was getting like very frustrated because he was still using like, you know, the big three curse words around them. And me calling him out, I think just upset you more because you're like, yep, nope, it came out of my mouth. I feel like shit that it came out of my mouth. And now you're going to tell me it came out of my mouth and I should feel like shit.
Right.
And now if a word comes out, you're like, yep, nope, sorry guys, shouldn't have said that. Yep. And like everyone just moves on.
Yeah.
The kids are still cursing. Jack, we're riding in the car the other day.
He said pissed.
He said so calmly, God, I'm pissed.
What you pissed about, Bubba?
I said, buddy, what first, I want to know what you're upset about, but pissed is a curse word, so you shouldn't say it. Like, you will get in trouble at school for saying that. And he said, but I can say it around you, right,
we
Mom?
We give words too much. We
and
give
I said, I don't love if you say it around me, but you're not going to get in trouble. It's just like you could choose some other words. And he was like, okay, Mom. But they use the words appropriately.
I know.
Like, they're smart.
Damn it. He'll be like, damn it.
Damn it. Yeah, they both say damn it a lot, which is, you know, it is what it is.
You said Charlie the other day was singing a song. And
she was saying
like,
shit, shit, piss, piss, shit, shit, piss, piss. And I'm like, what is happening? And she didn't know that I was listening.
No.
She was in her own little world
singing
shit, shit, piss, piss. So I felt really great as a parent then. But, you know, that's just it. It is what
it is. I mean, is pissed about, I mean.
As long as they're not saying fuck.
Yeah, I don't think any of them said fuck
neither of them have said that, which is, I'll take that as a win.
Damn it.
It's a parenting win. They say damn it, shit, and piss.
Yeah. Which, unfortunately, when it does happen, I tend to just laugh, which I don't think helps.
Yeah, I try to ignore it. But anywho, we're going to do some more episodes on parenting. I'm going to try to wait till you guys can drop some questions in. So you know how to do that. There's a link in the show notes, but I want to hear some parenting questions, whether it's like regarding the kids or how our relationship works with parenting, any like particular things that you guys kind of want us to dig into and talk through that might help you be able to have that conversation like with your person at home. So click the link in the show notes and leave a comment or a question, and we'll do a couple more fun episodes about that. So thank you for joining in again.
Yeah, you're
today,
doing a
babe.
Good job.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. You too.
Oh.
And we will see you guys next Tuesday.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Love you. Bye.